Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. Let's talk about a topic that's not so pleasant, but it is needed as we're in a spiritual war. Let's talk about, can a born-again Christian be possessed of a demonic spirit? Let's talk about this. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are definitely in a spiritual battle, and we must have the knowledge and the will and the ability and the tools and the word and the spirit to fight in this spiritual battle. Sadly, most people that are of the modern culture have been taught a Hollywood movie type of demonology, theology, but not the biblical truth. So I want to talk about this today. Let's get right to it. You know, Satan, our enemy, he's real. There's no doubt about it. He has great power. But for this teaching audio, I really have a twofold question. Number one, is oppression and possession different? I hear, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you can be oppressed by evil spirits, but not possessed as a born-again saint. We'll talk about that. And then, can demons indwell a born-again saint? Let's go right to the New Testament word. The word possessed is used about 30 times in the New Testament word. Here's an example. Matthew 8:16. When the eve was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. What a mighty Lord and Savior we have. Amen. The word oppressed is only used twice in the New Testament. Here's one example, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. Amen. The Father was with his ministry, and he did such mighty, wondrous works. The Bible says that the books of the world couldn't record all that he did. So the first question I want to answer about oppressed and possession, if we compare these two words, they mean basically about the same thing if you go look in the Greek. To be affected and controlled by a demon or unclean spirit. All right? And what's really muddying the waters on this topic is charismatic types, NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, they're always saying, excuse me, saints can be oppressed but not possessed. And they've made everything from autism to the common cold, into demon spirit oppression. This just isn't true. We don't see biblical evidence of the difference between oppression and possession. But for this audio, we're going to focus on possession because oppression is hardly mentioned at all in Scripture. Possession. Here's an example. Mark 1:32. And at eve, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. Now, I did a study on this, and I got to tell you, I'm not really sure why people that read the Bible have a hard time with this topic and get it wrong. It's very clear, if we use Scripture as our example, all of the times we see people possessed in the New Testament Bible, not one was ever a born-again saint of God. Not one. No hint. No possible evidence anywhere. None of them were possessed by a devil or an unclean spirit. So, again, we're using Scripture as our example. It should be pretty clear. It wasn't happening then and it can't happen now. Well, why? People say, well, why not? Well, the fact is, if we have the Most High dwelling in us, His Holy Spirit, born again by the gospel, faith in Christ, finished work, repentance of all sin in the world and the flesh and false religion, be born again, indwelled by the Spirit, you're striving in holiness and obedience, and you're enduring in the faith. If you're born again by that gospel, how could we also have Satan's demon spirits, unclean spirits in us at the same time? Wouldn't that be like a house divided that Jesus talked about? The answer is we can't be possessed as born again saints. God reigns in his people. Now, to be clear, we can be tempted, we can be influenced by evil, but not overtaken and totally controlled by it. Let's talk about a little bit more if you need some more proof. Let's talk about, is your house empty? You're familiar with this. Jesus talked about one devil leaving and more coming back with him. Matthew 12, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. When the unclean spirit is gone out of the man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return to my house from whence I came out. And when he is cometh, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. And then goeth he, and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so it shall be also unto this wicked generation. So, talking about an empty house, the evil spirits can go back. Good news, saints. If we're born of God and we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, we're not an empty house. Amen? There's no evidence that we can be overtaken by Satan, indwelt by his demons or his unclean spirits. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us we are the temple of the Holy Spirit if you're born again by the gospel. Now, a key fact to remember in all this is Satan, this is another place where people get this wrong, Satan is controlled by God, not the other way around. If we go and look at the story of Job, one of my favorite books, he wasn't a born-again saint, okay? But God had to allow Satan to buffet him and do everything he did to him, give him boils, take things away from him. It proves that Satan is under God's control. But Satan never took over Job. He only afflicted him, tested him, challenged him in so many ways. Go read about this in Job chapter 2. Satan could torment him, but God said, you can't kill him, can't take his life. So Satan is under God's control. Our Father reigns over evil. Jesus reigned over death and sin. Amen. Now, some are going to mention Saul in the Old Testament. There are scripture verses that say he had evil spirits on or around him. But Saul wasn't indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And there's some questioned exactly if that in the Hebrew actually means what that actually, what people say it means. So I didn't even look at that. He's not even indwelled by the Holy Spirit, so doesn't really fall under our example here. If we look at the New Testament examples, we see Judas. Now again, not indwelt by the Holy Spirit before Pentecost. Satan did indeed enter him. I guess his house was empty, right? And his heart was dark for deceit and sin. He betrayed the Lord. You can read about that in Luke 22. So Jude's not a good example of a true born-again believer. He didn't have the Spirit of God in him. How about if we look at when Jesus was tempted by Satan himself, the devil, and he took him up and showed him the world, said, serve me, I'll give it all to you. All the devil could do was tempt him, but he couldn't possess him, couldn't take control of our Lord and our Savior. Read about that in Matthew chapter 4. So, giving you good evidence, we don't see anywhere in Scripture born-again saints can be taken over. We see good evidence that our Father is in control. We see good evidence that Jesus, the Word, and the Spirit overcomes evil. We'll show you a little bit more of that. But we have to be cautious. We cannot be slack and arrogant about this. Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us that. And there's no doubt he's after all of us saints. He hates the people of God. He wants to destroy us. But he's limited in his ability to destroy us physically. While he can affect us, tempt us, influence us. But he can't overtake us. Nope. We have the Holy Spirit of God. So we must, in order to fall to him as prey, we must will to let him overtake us. Yeah, our flesh is influenced by him. evil is influenced in us, and our will has to choose that. He can't force it on us, and he can't overtake us. And what can we do? Well, we can resist. We'll talk about that in a minute. We can resist, and another thing we can do is we can kill our flesh. Paul talks about that a lot in the epistles. Satan loves to go after our flesh, to tempt us with lustful things, material things, greed, hate, whatever it is. Yeah, kill our flesh, and don't walk in those ways. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. That's why we want to kill it. It's not of the Father, it's not eternal. Well, it's of the world. Who's the god of this world? 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us Satan is the god of this world. So he's going to use those things to tempt you, pull you away from God, pull you away from holiness and truth, weaken your power, weaken your connection to God. Sin separates us from God, right? Satan knows this. Now, we talked about resisting. What shall we do with Satan if we're ever in an instance where we feel we're being influenced or someone whose evil is around us? James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is really important. People who are not submitted to God, that means following Christ in holiness and obedience, born again by his Spirit, they toy and they dabble with Satan, the culture, entertainment, idolatrous hobbies, the flesh, wickedness, Wiccans, spiritual things, horoscopes, all types of things, vile video games. They dabble with Satan and sin versus resisting it. That's when you get into trouble, right? 1 Thessalonians 5 says, flee all appearance of evil. We don't stay close to evil. Even though it can't overtake us and possess us, it can definitely influence us. There's no doubt about that. There's also these false NAR, New Apostolic Reformation teachers. They literally take the spirits. They take the form of spirits in the Bible when it talks about a Jezebel or talks about Leviathan, and they say these are literal spirits named Leviathan and Jezebel. That's not true. There's not literal spirits named for all these things. There's not a spirit of depression. No. When the Bible talks about that, it's just like an allegory describing something to us. Here you go, the spirit of love. Is there a separate spirit of love than the Holy Spirit? No. It means in the vein of love, in the spirit of God, be loving. That's what it means. There's not a spirit of Jezebel. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. I have articles on Jezebel spirits, Leviathan spirits, things like that. All of this stuff sounds really spiritual, sounds really great. The stuff they come up with, Christians being possessed, these demonic spirits, turning everything from a cold autism into demonic oppression. But none of it's of God. None of it's of truth. None of it's of the biblical spiritual realm. It's really heresy and man-made false doctrine. I want to remind you, saints, we that are born of God, we are vessels. 1 Thessalonians 4:4. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. We're a vessel, right? So what do? When we come to Christ, we repent. We dump all of our filth and garbage and sin and worldliness out. False man-made religion, pride, vanity, everything. And what are we filled with? The living water of Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, and the Word of God. We're filled with God's Word and His Spirit. No devil can find a home there. Amen. What a glorious thing to ponder. But again, this is not time to slack. We're living in dark, evil times, the last days. Ephesians 6 tells us to get our armor on. Be on guard against the enemy. He's an enemy of the soul. He's going to use the flesh. He's going to use family. He's going to use the culture. He's going to use the law. He's going to use anything he can to wage war against us, defile our witness, pull us down in our flesh, pull us down in sin, make us weak, make us question our faith. Yep, that's what he's going to do. Put on our Ephesians 6 armor, and we will be ready to stand against him. And in that mindset, I see two main ditches. You know, I'm always talking about ditches on each side of the road. The middle of the road is the truth. Each side of the road is ditches. I see two main ditches that people deal with when it comes to the devil. The first ditch I see is they give the devil way too much credit. I already talked about it a little bit. making a cold about demonic spirits, making autism about demonic spirits, making demonic spirit names like Leviathan or Jezebel, or making spirits living in the walls of your house, or a spirit taking over your car, things like that. And they give him way too much ground, okay, and make up things that should not be made up. And then the other ditch is, we see people that are totally naive and they don't really believe that Satan has any power. They don't believe he's active and at work and deceiving people. They discount him totally. They let their guard down. They get picked off like a wildebeest out on the wild plains, and a wolf or a bear or a lion comes and gets them. They're not on guard. They're not watching. So that's the two ditches I see. People either give Satan too much credit, or they don't believe he exists at all, and they're not prepared and ready to stand against him. So as always, be in the middle of the truth road, not in the ditches that I'm talking about. And another ditch is this idea that Christians can be possessed by the unclean evil spirits. It's not anywhere in God's word. Doesn't even hint anything about it. Remember, Satan can't control us. He can use our flesh. He gets us into sin. He'll ruin your witness. He'll challenge your faith. He'll tell you you're not worthy or worth anything to God because of your past or your present. Satan knows that you and I can't walk victorious in Christ if we're living in the world, flesh, and our sin. You can't serve two masters per Jesus. Amen? Satan knows this. He's always going to get you to challenge who's your master. And remember, we're in a battle of two kingdoms. The kingdom of God that is in heaven and one day it will dwell on earth. Right now, the kingdom of God on earth is within God's people. And then there's the kingdom of Satan. We read about it. He's the god of this world, the culture. And he's always going to get you, pulling you, to be part of his culture, his kingdom. And he'll have you deceived, thinking you're in God's kingdom and false man-made religion. He's happy with that too. Christmas, Easter, false gospels, worldliness, compromise. Yeah. So be on guard against this wicked enemy of ours. Don't give him too much credit. Don't have bad theology thinking you can become possessed and be weakened by that. Be scared. Remember, we don't fear the devil. Who are we supposed to fear? We fear the one who can destroy us completely. That would be God the Father. We don't fear the devil. He knows. The devil knows, and we know that God has total control over him. And one day, he's going to cast him in the lake of fire with his minions once and for all. You can read about that in the book of Revelations. So, we need to rejoice, saints. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I love that, and it sums this up. A true born-again Christian cannot be possessed. I'm going to say they can't be oppressed either. They can't be taken over by demonic spirits. They can be influenced. They can be tempted. They can be deceived by. Many of these false teachers are being deceived by doctrines of demons. And if you fall prey to them, yeah, you fall and prey to Satan. That doesn't mean he possessed you. That means he just lured you away with the lust of your eyes, pride of life, favoritism. You love that pastor. You want to let your flesh down. You know, we see people all the time finding bodies to cling to that suit their personal preferences and their flesh level of what they want to obey, not the word of God. So people say, I'm not happy with this church. They go out and find another one that makes them happy. Do you see what a recipe for disaster that is? And Satan knows this, and this is one of the main reasons, one of the main ways he deceives people. In the world, he deceives the worldly people with drugs and porn and materialism and pride and vanity and entertainment and movies and video games and all that. In the religious churchianity world, he deceives people with 40,000 denominations. You can jump around, pick any flavor you want. People tell you it's okay, you're still going to heaven. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we must be in spirit and truth. And anything from a murder to a willful lie is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. Look at my Spirit Truth blog. I teach about that all over. So be encouraged. We have power over Satan, power over sin because of Jesus, power over death because of Jesus, power over truth because of the word, power to walk in his ways because of the Spirit. And we have power not to fear Satan, but definitely respect that he is an enemy Be on guard. Be rightly dividing the Word of God. Be walking in the Word of God. Don't put yourself in a place to be tempted in any way. And you're already way ahead of this wicked enemy of ours who cannot possess us. And we have someone greater in us than he that is in the world. I love that. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. I hope that blesses you. I hope that encourages you. Don't be tempted by these people to tell you you can be possessed. All right? Don't be weakened by them. Don't dabble with evil either. Get rid of anything evil in your life. Cast it out. Destroy it. Just did an audio on burning the other day. You can burn it if you want to. Break it up into pieces. Throw it in the garbage so nobody else gets it. Get rid of it is the main point. And then walk in spirit and truth. Walk in the holiness of God. That's our protection. Cling to God. Draw near to God. He will draw near to us. That is our best defense against Satan. Don't leave your guard down by not being close to God every day, in the Word, in the Spirit praying, close to other true biblical saints, walking in His ways. Hey, we're here to help you in all of that. Let us know. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Actually, you can access everything from don'tperish.com. Go to our daily edification page. Do not be deceived. Satan's days are numbered. He knows it. He's going to rear up like an angry, mad dog in these last days. But our Savior's on the way to vanquish him. What we have to do is hold tight and endure. Revelation 12:11. We're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we're going to love not our life unto death. Hold fast to that, saints. We love you all. Till next time. May God be praised.